Hello and God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And I just want to share a little bit that was on my heart. And really, God can really do it exceedingly abundantly above more than we ask or think. That we can really think of situations and we could think of them in carnally, or we could think of them spiritually. We could think of them in God's perspective, or we could think of them all in man's perspective. And really, for me, I've really seen such a huge change in everything around me that I didn't know possible. That all things are possible with God, that situations come up, and the adversary really wants you to sit and dwell on it, sit and dwell on the negatives, sit and think of things in a negative way. He can even twist things to make it look like people are certain ways, or things are not actually as they are, and God's really not in the midst of it. But when you recognize God is in the midst of everything, that He will never fail you, He will never let you down, that the people around you that you may think or have thought would have never turned around to God, or the people that you may have thought carnally of, or in a carnal way, that, you know, God's already working. God's working in the midst of everything that's going on. That He is really, He loves you so much. That He wants the best for you. He wants the best for your family. He wants the best for the people around you. And when you start to hear and see God's movement within your life, see God change people, change situations and circumstances around for you, because you know that He loves you, and you also know that He wants every man to be saved and come to the knowledge of His truth. That when we say saved, this is made whole. So this is within mind, thoughts, emotions, within every area of our lives. But as I've recognised lately, that there are a lot of people struggling mentally. There are a lot of people who really cannot get their mind together, that they have to run after the things of this world to kind of just feel a little bit normal or take the edge off. People are going to many doctors, or they're going to the wrong people for counselling, that they are going to people for their answers, when all we need to do is go to God for answers, and go to God's people for His answer, for our answers. So, and the person that God has really set before us to learn from, really go to that person, and first of all go to God, but also go to that person, because God has put that person in front of you to learn from. Like the disciples, they learned from Jesus. He was man, but made in God's image, and like we are, we have Christ within, so we are made in the image of God. So when we recognise this and recognise the importance of what we're listening to, of where we're getting our advice from, of whether we're getting our advice carnally or whether we're getting our advice spiritually, this is going to have a huge impact. And when you listen with intent to do, to act, then God is able to move. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above more than you ask or think. He's able to move people's hearts. And so really put your trust in God. Really have your full faith in Him, that He is going to turn every situation around. That things that you may not know be happening are happening with God, because He's a loving Father. And He's never going to fail you. He's never going to let a situation to be too big for you. He's really going to back you up in every situation. He's really going to show up. So really have the faith and the trust that he's going to do this. And really build your relationship with him. Each day, wake up with full intent. And when you become who God called you to be, then you are going to live the best life. People are going to start going to you and asking you for how are you living the way you're living? How are you doing what you're doing? And then this is where we tell our testimony. This is where we speak to people and let them know who our God is. Because this is what God wants. God wants his word out there. He wants his name known. He is the creator of the heaven and earth. And he, and people of unbelief really do have such a different perspective of who God is. They see God as an angry God, as an unjust God, as a God who is unfair, and that is far from the truth. And when people learn to know the truth, that you are free, that God has set you free from every doubt, from every fear, from every worry of this world, from every negative effect of this world, from any mental pressure, he has set you free. But how do you live this way? By putting on the word of God, by putting on his word, speaking his word, confess every morning, speak over our circumstances, speak to our problems, not fight them, because God has a solution for all our problems. So when we get into the mindset of God's perspective, you can truly be free. You can be free in everything you're doing. And sometimes we need to do stuff, and at first we may not understand. But then when we do in faithfulness to him, and act in faithfulness to him, then the understanding will come. But if you're not going to go and act and do, then you will not see results. Because you've just heard it and then not really taken it into your heart. And letting the non-understanding of something take over your faith. This is a faith-filled walk. Okay, God, I really trust you. I've really been encouraged to do this. I don't know the meaning of it right now, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to go ahead and do what was encouraged. And then, wow, there's always light in the situations that you never thought could be. That God is so able and he's so willing, and he is, and we have an amazing God who really does work every situation out, who really will make you the head and not the tail, who really will make you into the person that you dreamt of becoming, that if you were a person that you were unsure that could be a certain way, but you really wanted to be a certain way, so say if you really want to be patient, God can really teach you patience. God can really teach you commitment. God can really teach you discipline. But first of all, you need to make a choice to make a change. And when you make that change, and you take that walk, you take that first step, then God makes you strong within everything you do, and he will show you that you can become the best version of you. You can become the best at anything that you do when you put your full faith and your full trust in him. than you really can be, who God has called you to be, that winner, that conqueror, that light in people's dark situations. So really make a choice today, make your choice what you're going to be doing, whether you're going to be living by the world or living spiritually, or you're going to be taking your advice from people of the world. And I'm not saying people of the world are bad, but they don't know God, so they're not going to give the best advice. And if you are true to what you have really true to you, like true to you and true to your God, true to what you were doing, that dedicated heart, then you're going to really want to learn what God's perspective is in situations instead of the world. So I really encourage you to keep going to God, you know, God first with everything. If something comes up, it could be the smallest of things, it could be the biggest of things, go to God first. And then if you feel you need a voice, yes, we can hear God's voice, but that's not every day, then you go to the people who are encouraging you. Don't be flippant and keep going to advice in different areas, you know. You stick with God and His ways and His perspectives. And then you're always going to win. You're always going to have that. You're always going to be able to run the course and win every day. So I just want to encourage you this. Encourage you that God really will do exceedingly abundantly above more than you ask or think. Keep your expectations on high, and keep your prayers up. Keep your connection with God the first, strongest connection that you have. God bless you.